This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so different topic. Here is a corporate headache for you. You spend $66 billion buying a company that you think is going to give you a strategic advantage in the global marketplace. And then that company you bought gets hit with a $289 million product liability verdict based on the performance of its key product. You would be the German conglomerate buyer. The company you bought would be Monsanto. And the verdict was handed down on Friday. Oh, and your stock today dropped 10%, and you've lost $10 billion in market capitalization. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains what's going on with what used to be a seed company.
The court loss means Bayer is in for a litigious headache as it completes its acquisition of Monsanto, writes one stock analyst. Another estimates the full liability could be $5 billion based on past product liability suits. In this case, a California groundskeeper argued Monsanto knew Roundup caused cancer and failed to warn him. Carl Tobias teaches law at the University of Richmond.
I think it provides a roadmap for how plaintiff's counsel might proceed in the 4,000 other cases that have been filed, and may well encourage either plaintiff's lawyers or plaintiffs themselves to come forward if they think they could be successful.
He warns it is just one case, and it may take 10 or 15 more to gauge how strong plaintiff arguments are. The key is whether they can show a causal link to cancer, says analyst Christopher Perella at Bloomberg Intelligence.
And if they're able to do that, the outcome for Bayer is significantly worse. If they're not able to, then that significantly lowers the risk.
In a statement, Bayer said Roundup's main ingredient of glyphosate is safe and does not cause the cancer the plaintiff has. Monsanto stated it plans to appeal. Here's company VP Scott Partridge.
This single trial, it doesn't change the 40-plus years of safe use of glyphosate or the 800 peer-reviewed medical scientific studies.
At the retail level, one UK chain store known as Homebase says it's now reviewing whether to keep selling products containing glyphosate. Another British chain, B&Q, is already doing that review. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.